Thank you for calling XPO. My name is Rebecca. How may I assist you?
Yeah, hi. My name is Tim. I have a work order for you.
Okay, Tim, what's the work order number?
It's 070-578-63.
All right, one moment. Excuse me. Okay, for Emily Pierce in Medford?
Yep, that's correct.
Then how can I assist?
All right, so we were just at this customer's home. So the backstory here is, so the customer is scheduled for a stackable washer dryer.
Mm-hmm.
I was out there maybe 2 weeks ago. The problem is they're planning on putting it into a closet at the end of a hallway, and the door to the closet that they wanted to put it in is literally probably about a half inch bigger around than the units themselves when they're stacked. So
I
told
them. Got to catch up.
Oh, sorry
about
that.
2 weeks ago, and the customers are wanting to install this into a closet at the end of the hallway. The door to this closet is maybe a half inch wider than the unit itself. Okay.
All right. So the last time we were there, it was the customer's either wife or girlfriend was there. So, you know, we told her that we wouldn't be able to install it like that because all the connections are in the back, you know, and we wouldn't be able to install it and then get out of the closet.
Right.
So we told her that there needed to be an access panel cut either in the side wall or in the wall behind the unit, so we could make all of the connections and then kind of like slip out that access panel. And then, you know, once all the connections were made, we could push the units all the way back.
Just a second.
Yep.
I'm just giggling because I'm ending this line without trapping the techs in the closet. So the customer's wife or girlfriend was told it couldn't be done that way due to the connections being on the back of the unit. She was advised an access panel would need to be cut into the wall behind the unit or a sidewall so that the connections could be made without trapping the techs in the closet.
Exactly.
Okay.
So we go there. We just went there today. We walk into the house. We go into the closet, and there's like a little tiny, like 5-inch by 5-inch panel cut at like head level in the back wall.
Mm. So it was
so
too high and too small?
It was way too high and way, way, way too small. So the girl on the order, Emily, she was there this time. And so, you know, we were telling her that, you know, that was not the kind of access panel that we told her girlfriend about.
Right.
You know, so then the girlfriend showed up and then started basically arguing with me, you know, trying to say that I told her something different and, you know,
yeah, all that.
You
get a whole $15 for telling her that. You know what I mean? Like, that makes no sense.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
So basically, you know, she was basically telling me that she wanted me to admit that I was wrong and apologize.
Oh, my.
And I said, well, I never told you that. I told her, you know, you knew that we needed a panel big enough where we can make the connections and get out. And then she kind of just got mad and said she wanted to cancel everything. So that's basically where we're at now.
Did you take any units back with you?
Yeah, we never even took anything off the truck.
Okay. All right. I'm terrified to call the customer at this point. Just a second. Got a 5-inch. The small, tall access hole was what the tech had requested. And so you were meant to go into that access point and then get back out of it after the connections were made and then push it in.
Exactly.
So it needed to be big enough for you to put yourself through it.
Right. Okay. And like you know, they were catching an attitude with me, be like, oh, you need a huge hole. And I'm like, it didn't have to be huge, you know. I'm a skinny guy. I could just kind of twist my body and squeak out. You know, it doesn't have to be a giant hole. It's not like you're putting a full-size door in there. You know, and I don't know. She just got all kind
of
bent out of shape.
You're kind of going above and beyond anyway, because you could just collect a delivery fee and say you're going to have to get an outside contractor due to your situation
right
here. So, okay, give me just a moment. I just want to make sure it's a paragraph here. Okay. Schedule for sack washer and dryer. He was out 2 weeks ago. And let me go ahead and add a trip charge. Okay, and now I'm going to reach out to the customer, so wish me luck.
All right, good luck.
Thanks. I'll be back with you as soon as possible.
All right.
Thanks.